Page 79, languaging the notion that interpretation reverses the process of authorial production by recreating or reconstructing and thus repeating the creative event by transposing ourselves into the mind of the author, TM 133/129, 159/152. His reason is not so much that this is impossible but that most of the time it is not what we are looking for. Unless we are writing a biography, we don't read the text as its author's autobiography. If the text is a voice to be heard, a vow, and not an object to be mastered, in it, what we seek to understand is not the vow but the truth of what the vow says to us. TMXXXVXXXII, Psychologism and its Expressivist View of Language holds that the interpreter regards the texts, independently of their claim to truth, as purely expressive phenomena. Neither the saving truth of Scripture nor the exemplariness of the classics was to influence a procedure that was able to grasp every text as an expression of life and ignore the truth of what was said. TM 196-97/194-95, or again, quote, when we try to understand the text, we do not try to transpose.